Psychologists contracted by the Australian Defence Force to treat serving and former personnel are warning of uncertainty around the fees they'll receive after a big change to the system starting today. One psychologist told PM that fees have been reduced after the federal government switched the massive contract to supply health services to the ADF from Medibank to Bupa. Victoria Pengilly reports.
Mel Baker was medically discharged from the Navy in 2015 and diagnosed with anxiety, depression and post-traumatic stress disorder. Knowing that she could see her psychologist in the early few months after leaving the Navy was a great relief.
It's been life-saving. Without that ability to go to him every week and say, hey, I've got someone trusted that I could talk to about these deep issues, I wouldn't be the person I am today. I probably actually wouldn't be here.
As Bupa is set to take over from Medibank as the ADF healthcare contractor, Defence Force personnel and veterans like Mel Baker may have trouble continuing to access their healthcare. Bupa has subcontracted the Victorian Counselling and Psychological Services to provide mental health services nationally, but one Canberra-based psychologist who wished to remain anonymous told PM under the new system there's a huge disparity in fees. She says if she treats a public servant, she earns more than if she treats a serving member of the Defence Force or a veteran.
It's going to disadvantage a lot of current Defence Force personnel who are currently serviced under this contract. Rates that they're offering psychologists and clinical psychologists are significantly lower. For example, if I provide a service to someone currently under the Medibank Health Solutions contract, I get paid $209 per hour. Bupa through VCPS offering is $194 per hour.
It's believed the previous fee structure will be retained for existing clients to ensure that psychologists don't abandon those patients. But the psychologist who spoke to PM says she's already dropping clients under the new system.
I used to have quite a few. That has tapered off for a number of reasons. One was essentially knowing that the contract with Medibank Health Solutions was coming to a close. Probably the second reason, though, is that once military personnel transition out of the military, when they cease being in the military, they become entitled to services that are paid for by the Department of Veterans Affairs. And unfortunately, the rates paid by DVA are significantly lower again.
According to the psychologist, the communication between Medibank and Bupa has been fraught with miscommunication, and many psychologists still haven't received confirmation of new contracts.
Where it's impacting on people, of course, is current Defence Force personnel who are, as at the 30th of June, going to be put in the position of not knowing whether they'll be continuing to see their current psychologist or whether they're going to have to find someone new. And that's you know, we're dealing in many cases with a group of people who've established a long-term ongoing relationship with their current psychologist, who've got issues relating to trauma and depression. And for everyone to be thrown into this degree of uncertainty is far from ideal.
Neil James is the Executive Director of the Australia Defence Association. He says this is the third time the Defence Health Contract has changed hands since 2012. And each time there have been major issues.
Well, this is the third time the change has happened, and each time it's been reasonably chaotic, particularly with transferring over continuity of care to all the various subcontractors and whether the new prime contractor is going to take them on or not, and at what rate of remuneration.
In a statement, Darren Chester, the Minister for Veterans and Defence Personnel, said the government is committed to providing high-quality health services for ADF personnel. As part of the process, he said they undertook a thorough value for money assessment that considered price, technical solution and risk of each proposal. He said claims that it would be harder for ADF members to seek psychology support are incorrect.
Victoria Pengilly reporting, and in a separate statement, Bupa says fees it pays to psychologists who see defence personnel are very closely aligned with the published fees paid by Medibank. You can read Bupa's statement on our website. Search ABC PM to get to the website.